Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
So you know the way you have those songs that you make the words up for?
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, Super Trooper was one of those songs. Now you have to understand, I was probably seven, right? And yeah. My family were heavily influenced by ABBA.
I loved ABBA. We had
my
ABBA
mother
around
actually
a lot.
Thought she was the dark-haired ABBA girl.
Who was that?
My mother.
No, who was the dark-haired ABBA girl?
If I knew the dark-haired girl ABBA's name, I wouldn't have called her the dark-haired ABBA girl. But did you know that she is related to Adolf Hitler?
Yes, I do. Because you keep telling me every time ABBA gets mentioned at any point in
anyway,
time.
Anyway, so the song was Super Trooper, here's my made-up bit. Wibble Trolley Ooper, shining like the sun.
Wibble Trolley Ooper.
Well, that's what, as a seven-year-old, you make shit up. Do you
yeah,
know what
obviously.
I mean? Super Trooper. What were the you'd know the lyrics because you're
I
a big
I don't remember
fan.
Them. And I never, now I've been put under pressure.
You're
I don't
a big
remember.
Fan.
I used to love ABBA. I have an ABBA album at home. I've got the gold album because, you know, you got to have it on vinyl if
oh
you really
God.
Want. And yeah. so that's what I do in yeah. my house. I put Blair records
ABBA.
On. No, no, doesn't have to be ABBA, but I put records on
okay,
and
what
just
about this
sing.
One? Take a chance, 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 take a chance. Take it away.
Doesn't Blair. Go like that, Mitch.
It is.
Doesn't go take a chance forever.
It does. Yeah.
It doesn't.
In my fucking head.
It does, maybe in your head, but that's not the reality.
Anyway,
the
so
thing.
I don't know about you, but I'm absolutely rooted at
are
the
you?
Moment. Yeah. Absolutely rooted.
Are you?
Yes.
I think we both are.
We've just
because
done,
we've just done a big stint,
a huge
haven't we?
Stint of,
and because we haven't travelled for so long, it's like what on earth just happened?
Yeah,
that we were just on
yeah,
plane. We could do it easily before. Like, we just got
that was a big run. That yeah, yes, we've definitely got old, but that
old.
Was a big run.
It was a big run. We did three weekends in a row, and we haven't had a break. We haven't had a day off since.
No,
so we've worked 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks.
My poor friggin' wife, you know, the three nutters.
No, she's been fine.
Has she?
Yeah, she's like, oh, he's gone. It's fine.
Thank God he's
gone. He's
gone. Yay, party time.
More routine, less stress.
Get the swimming pool guy around.
yeah.
yeah, the problem is he's 80.
He's 80 something.
yeah. And he looks like Mr. Frodo.
He's cute. Leave him alone. Oh, well.
He's one of the, he's not cute,
he's
actually.
Not cute.
He does look like Mr. Frodo.
He does a bit, yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Like he's from the Priory.
Yeah. Yeah. But this, even though we're rooted, like, and like really rooted, this is a very special, momentous podcast for
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
Why, I mean? Do you actually know why?
Because, well, I don't know whether it's the 100th or the 99th.
No, it's the 100th.
I know, I'm just trying to throw you off the scent. But it's the 100th.
Do you remember our first episode?
I do. I remember.
Do you remember where we were when we filmed it? Because it was
wasn't
filmed
it West
back
Perth,
in the day.
Wasn't it?
Yes, it
in
was.
In a studio in West Perth, and Clive MacMillan was with us,
he
the
was.
Legend.
We were very nervous, weren't we?
We were.
We were
yeah.
sitting on those chairs, going, "Oh my God, how are we just?" And they'd been saying to us,
but "We rocked
act
it.
Normal, act normal,
yeah.
just be normal,
just be just yourself, be just have
like,
a conversation."
Yeah, yeah, when you put a camera in front of us, it's not as like relaxing and
no,
as normal
no,
as
no,
all that,
no,
is it?
No. no.
So, and I remember I bought like about 50. Changes of clothes, and you bought one t-shirt.
Yep.
Because that's what
you
do.
Well, I only wear one t-shirt.
Exactly.
I've only got one t-shirt.
And, but it was good. Like, I really loved it. It was good fun. It was good just doing that. And you know what? That was a good episode because it was just talking about how we, like, see our reality and stuff like that. It was
It was nice. It was nice. And I have to say that, obviously, we went from studio to studio to studio to studio. But there was times it was friggin' challenging.
What was challenging?
Well,
doing the podcast.
Yeah, there was times.
Why?
Because you have to get on. You have to get onto a podcast and you have to be a certain way, right?
Well, but you don't really.
Oh, you kind of do. You've got to. You've got
to. Oh well, I suppose you have to at least be alive.
Yeah. Well, you can't walk in there pissed off if you know if something's just happened and get on and just be pissed off. You are trying to, you know, you are trying to get a message across, and but some there's times when it was tough, you
we
know.
We should do a podcast when we're pissed off. One
we
time.
Were so under so much pressure at times, you know. But yeah. I think we've done really well. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Who's been your
thoroughly
favorite?
Thoroughly enjoyed.
Thoroughly
it.
Enjoyed it. Who has been your top three?
Of what?
People. You, of what?
No,
what
no but
do you mean,
of what?
What?
Of,
who's been your top
of
three
clients of our podcast
no,
or of the
no, no,
of
no,
the
no.
guest speakers?
Farts you've let while sitting
no, but which, oh, come on, Mitch. Now, of the guest speakers or of
clients. Don't start, because you know that I'll get really mad.
I'm going to tell you.
Go.
I'm going to tell you, I feel like the first client episode we did was with Amelia. And yeah. I really liked that because it was a really great – Amelia's got a great story. And
yeah.
I feel like Amelia, we really connected, and I feel like it was a great like it was a great podcast. It was a great episode. I've liked a lot of our episodes, but for our client episode, I think the first one you do is really cool. Having said that, I can't remember the first.
The one you stick in your mind.
The first, I think, guest speaker episode we did was Di Martini, and we did that filmed, and we did that in that hotel. Remember that time with him?
Mm. And he wouldn't tell me where his room was.
He wouldn't tell you where his room was. And I think because it was filmed, it was just a bit. Yeah. I don't know. It just didn't feel as comfortable. I felt like it was just a bit. You always want to sit on couches,
yeah.
And I feel like we slouch on couches, and yeah. I don't like
you slouch.
It.
I, don't.
I slouch, and I feel like it doesn't come across comfortably. Yeah. Whereas yeah. I prefer. But yet, to sit
our
up
first
straight.
One was on a couch.
What do you mean?
Our first podcast was on a couch.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was still a bit more of a seat. It was still not like slouchy slouch. Anyway, yeah. We're sitting with Di Martini. We're on the couches in the end.
Yeah.
And it was a bit slouchy and I just didn't like yeah. it. But
it's
loved
a good
the
podcast because the conversation was good.
It was a good conversation.
I'm always trying to drag him down the hole of aliens and stuff like that.
I know. He wasn't going for it though.
Oh, no. He was having a little bite.
But I feel like it's hard that yep. out of the guest speakers, we've had really good ones. I've really liked Di Martini's episodes, really liked John Gray's episodes. We've got a couple. Yep. We've got another one coming up with him yep. soon.
Yeah,
I really liked.
Well, I like them for
Jack Canfield because I just love Jack Canfield.
Yes. Yeah. So Jack, but I think the reason I like them is because I mean, Di Martini always blows your head off with the information that he's got. You know, like. The guy's just a friggin' anomaly. Like, he's just, you know, sometimes I've sat in rooms with him for days.
Is
and
that
days
why you like that those episodes?
Yeah, but also because he just, everything he brings back to value systems, which I just think is magic, you know. Everything he brings back to value systems. And when you get him talking about value systems, he just so loves it. He's just so inspired by it, you know. It's just his thing, you know. I think you've moved that mic back to exactly the same spot it was before you moved it. I really like that about John, but also the fact that John just loves delivering information, you know, and he's so committed to transformation. And, you know, it doesn't matter how many years I've known him, I think he actually goes home and gets into a cryogenic chamber because he never gets any fucking older.
I feel like he's aged.
Do you know, I think every time I think, fucking hell, man, what is the cream you're using?
Because he does lots of the cream.
It's very good. But he does do his work and...
So Di Martini is your favourite, do you reckon?
You know who was one of my favourites?
I know who you're going to say.
Who am I going to say?
You're going to say the sniper guy.
He was really good. I really liked the sniper episode. That was great. But you girls obviously loved him because he was very muscly and stuff like that. And he was a bit of a hero. But also, I really liked.
Manda.
Yes,
that was him. That was him. That's who I
liked him. Yes, that's his name. But that's not the one I.
Okay, well then who?
The guy that had done all the DMT.
Oh, of course. Oh, what was his name? I can't remember. That's okay. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Of course you would like that. I forgot about him.
I really, really liked him. But it would be nice if we could remember his name. Doesn't matter. For me in a minute. But I really liked him because he was just lovely. I just felt, you know, you were talking to someone who was just lovely, you know, who hadn't lost his mind because he'd done so much, over 600 DMT trips. But he had actually found himself in doing this and was very logical about it. But also the fact that he was like, listen, I'm going to wear a disguise here. Have you got me on camera? And I'm like, no. And he goes, okay, I can take my disguise off. And like all he had was a hat on and a pair of glasses. And he took the hat and the glasses off. And then I'm like, that's not really much of a disguise. And he goes, oh, look, I just, I'm a dad with a couple of kids and a wife and I work in a factory and da-da-da-da-da. And this has happened for me and my book has taken off. But I'm trying to just keep my anonymity, you know.
But so why did we even start the podcast in the first place? I think it was just to get some of the message across, and it was really just to have a conversation and have people really listen into the conversation.
Yeah, and I think we had so much to talk about, you know. Yeah.
Feel like sometimes we don't have much to talk about?
Well, I think you've got to filter through the amount of things that you've already spoke about. People think it's easy to just get on and do a podcast. It's fucking not easy. You got to.
Well,
really,
we feel like we've talked about so many things that we're saying the same things a bit.
Yeah, you have to make sure you have to.
Well,
make
we
sure
are saying the same things, but sometimes the same things are important because people hear them in a different way.
In a different way, yeah.
And sometimes I need to hear them in a different way.
Well, I mean,
you come to
Mastermind of Money, and we're saying the same thing 50 different ways, just so that people can get it. So do you get it now?
Get it now?
Mm-hmm.
Now? Yeah.
Yeah, so you got it. Sometimes you got to come at it different ways, you know.
What was I going to say? So what would you like to see for the podcast going forward?
I think I'd like to have a chat. There's some people I'd like to talk to. I'd like to pull in. I'd like to have a chat with Joe and pull him on to the stage with Dorothy and Adela. I think that would be cool. I don't want to fix anything about how we're going.
I liked the question and answer ones. I feel like they're really cool. I like being able to answer people's specific questions because I feel like then you're helping people specifically instead of just talking generally about some stuff.
Right. So you're not talking who do we want to have on? You're talking.
No, I'm just talking in
general.
How do you
want it to go?
Just in general. Like in terms of who we want to have on is
great.
Well,
Q&As are good.
Q&As are good, I think. And having other people to talk to. We've got an idea about a business type of podcast. We won't say just in case it doesn't happen yet, but we've got an idea about a business type of podcast that we want to sort of lead it down.
Well, just with business, there's so much there's so much fluff around fucking business, you know. Business is nuts and bolts. Business is nuts and bolts. That's what it is. There's so much fucking fluff around businesses, you know. And especially nowadays, you know, people think they watch influencers and they see them, you know, getting around in their G-strings on the beach, you know, pushing balls up and down the beach or fucking, you know, sitting with their dogs and scratching them on the head. And they think that, oh, you know, my business life is like that. They don't realize that behind the scenes, it's a fucking factory, you know, it's full on. And there's, you know, just like there's laws that apply to wealth and money, there's laws that apply to business. Okay. The same laws that govern money govern business. And so I think that that's an interesting topic that people need to hear about because we have so much on that. You know, we've helped so many people build businesses, big businesses, because we've taught them the laws and they need to understand that, get the fluff out of the way, and it is nuts and bolts. And if you follow the nuts and bolts, you can't get it wrong.
So it'd definitely be a good type of Dorothy and the dealer to do.
Yeah. No nonsense business.
Yeah, a bit of nonsense. It wouldn't be us if there wasn't a bit of nonsense. I think the people, what do you think? I really like, do you know what I'm really grateful for, and I really like that people listen just to us gabbling on a little bit, because sometimes you hear, like, we were just in Queensland, obviously, and we just had the little kids who their parents obviously listen to the podcast because the little kids can recite the opening lines. Listening to the conversation, and then they do their little thing. I think that's really cool. I love seeing that because I think that it's really lovely that people come back and refer to it and listen and get value out of it. And it's just like me, you know, I love getting value out of podcasts as well. I love getting value out of listening to people talk and, you know, I don't know how much value they're getting out of this one because this is really a reminiscing one. But there's lots of, you know, there's lots of cool things. So what do you think has been the one thing? Let's talk about what we've learned. Let's, because then we can add some value finally in this podcast, today's podcast. What do you think some things that we've learned doing this process with either from the speakers
I loved John Gray, especially in terms of my relationship, right? Because one of the things he spoke about that just made so much fucking sense was he talked about the concept of masturbation, right? And how masturbation
increases
males' estrogen levels, which is why men, if they're watching too much porn, don't want to have sex with their wives because they're watching too much porn.
Well, because they're a bit effeminate then. They become
a bit effeminate,
And
I'm already a fucking effeminate, so I didn't need any more. Do you know what I mean? But that made a huge difference because it just made so much sense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because I think it allowed me personally to go home and make sure. And I had the conversation with Ange. I was like, fuck, that just makes so much sense. And she was like, yes, stop masturbating, Mitch, for God's sake. No, she didn't say that. But what happened was, it was just at a time when me and Ange were struggling with connecting and intimacy anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, Ange finds it difficult to connect, do you know what I mean, because of her background and to have trust and that sort of stuff. And it didn't help that there's little things you don't realize you're doing that are causing, that are compounding the problem, mm-hmm. which is, you know, if you're shortcutting to that all the time, you got to stop doing that. And mm-hmm. It's shortcutting to get off by observing porn or anything like that. You got to stop doing that because it's causing problems. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing was, I can't remember what the other thing was. I was just about to say it there. Bum, 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 bum. It was to do with the communication between myself and Ange, and the process of connecting. It really shone a light on, for me, on the fact that if I'm not connecting, that it's rubbing off on the kids. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And even though you want to be right, you have to get over that part of yourself and you got to connect anyway. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? And, you know, I'm Irish. I'm not putting every Irish person in this category, but I'm the youngest of three boys. I come from a very non-emotionally, there was no signs of affection in our family. It just was mm-hmm. just how it was.
Yeah.
So I've really had to make sure with that I had to double up on that and make sure that I was being affectionate with Ange and letting the kids see that, and also then going and spending separate time with the girls and separate time with Ollie and giving them their time and then talking to them about mommy and daddy's relationship and what they're learning and what they see so that I could get educated on how they're seeing it so I can see if there's any holes I'm able to plug them. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So, yeah, that was good with John Gray. He helped me a shizload. I loved his podcast.
Yeah, I loved his thing too. I think he was great. I think it helped a lot of people a lot. Mm. I like listening to so many. I think the thing I've learned over the time, though, is I really got a lot of gratitude. I got a lot of gratitude from speaking to individual speakers, from Dennis Hogan to the clients that we've spoken to, even just our conversations, just getting and connecting to gratitude at different moments for different things, sometimes for the clients, sometimes for the fact that we got to have these caliber of speakers and our history with these guys as well, even with some of them, and what we've done in the past to get mm-hmm. to this point. Definitely connected with a lot of gratitude with all of that.
Well, because we had so much to share, you know, we wanted to be able to get it out there. Mm. The podcast was just an excellent way to do that.
To be able to do that,
But we wanted to be able to get it out there. Yeah. We wanted to be able to really let people know that there's another way of seeing things, and the podcast was great for that.
I think that people think that we argue a lot online.
I get told that a lot.
We get told that a lot, but that's just our relationship. This is how it looks. Where there's a lot of like backwards and forwards banter and stuff, and we've known each other for 18 years, 20 years almost. Yeah, it's just over 18 years, I think. So I don't know, somewhere between 18 and 20 years. I can't add up.
I think next year it's 20. I think next year it's 20 years.
Yeah. So the point I was making there. Oh, yeah. So we've been arguing. Amazing. No. So that we argue a lot. But
your life this has is been our amazing.
No. But we banter a lot.
Yeah.
And that's really good. But I've also learned that even since our first episode of Dorothy and the Dealer, that we've grown a lot. Like how we communicate has evolved a lot.
Yeah.
How we argue has evolved a lot.
Mm-hmm.
How we connect has evolved a bit. no, but we've evolved, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Like in terms of how we communicate and stuff like that, because we are...
Who was your worst podcast, the most challenging?
I'm in the middle. This is obviously the communication hasn't worked because I'm in the middle of finishing off that thought.
I was about to fall asleep onto this mic.
Okay.
No, go on.
Okay, worst.
I'm being mean.
I don't think I have a worst. Oh, there's been an episode or two we haven't published because they didn't go very well.
Oh, yeah.
They were not great.
No.
They weren't great.
Nope.
I can't remember what they were.
No.
One was a guest one, and then there was another one that was...
There's been a couple. There's been quite a few.
Couple. And
like,
we went,
well, let's put it this way.
We were like...
We would be celebrating the 150th.
If all the ones on the cutting room... No, that's not true. It's only been about three or four that we've gone. After we've recorded them, we were like... We were so off. That was terrible.
Yeah,
that was really bad. And that some of them have been.
It's
really
been
bad.
More like been more bad. Of, you were so off. Miss.
No, it wasn't
that
just
was
me.
Terrible.
It was both of us. That was takes two to tango,
really
mate.
Bad.
There's Dorothy and the Dealer, both of us, not just one of us. People still don't know who Dorothy is and who the Dealer is, and we're not going to tell them.
That's because we don't know.
We do know.
Yeah, good name. Oh, wait, though, wasn't it?
Forget?
Wasn't it a good name?
Oh, you like doing that. You like going, oh, I'm the one that came up with the name. Mm. I love
it. It was a good name, though.
It was good. I love the artwork. I love the monkey
and the
artwork. I think that was good because that was like... And then some people, like down in the second or third seminar, they're like, oh, that's why you're called Dorothy and the Dealer. Like, they takes them a while to click on why we're even called Dorothy and the Dealer. But people click on eventually. And we're not going to say that either. Yep. People have to figure that out for themselves.
Suspend your life trying to figure that out
for themselves.
I'm in your head. I deal with that with Ollie all the time, you know.
What's that?
I'm like, Ollie, I'm in your head.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that you just fuck with him, mate. It's in 20 years' time or 10 years' time, he's going to come to Auntie Millie for help.
Yeah, come and do relationships.
I've booked him in already.
Isn't it funny that we're seeing that as well? People's kids coming through.
I love that.
And we were there at their birth and now they're hitting 15, 16 and they're like, listen, is there any chance
you can register this kid
into relationships?
Do you know which episode I really liked?
Which one?
Vaccination one. I feel like that was a good one because we got to share, and that I think that came at the right time. Yeah. We got to share some of our thoughts, and we were attempting, and hopefully we were as balanced as possible with that.
And we're going to be doing another one of them pretty soon.
Well, we're going to talk to Darren about a heap of things and go down the rabbit hole with Darren because I think that's been really good. Cool. So what's the one thing you're most grateful for in the whole journey so far of the 100 episodes?
I think Natasha Turner.
No, you're not.
I think Natasha Turner.
You take the piss out of her every single time we do it.
Yeah, I think Natasha Turner has taught me patience, especially when it comes to setting up the mic.
Tash is a darling. No,
she is.
Her.
No. She's been great. She's taught me patience. About every time I come in, I'm like, but haven't you recorded all, like, how to do this? I've done exactly the same thing as I did last time. Like, well, why can't I hear myself and why is the mic not working? No. I think the one thing I'm grateful for the most out of the whole thing is just when people come up and go, listen, I love your podcast. I love listening to you guys. I mean, we don't have a huge following of listeners and stuff like that.
We do. We've got
enough. Yeah, it's okay. But I do, we're not Joe Rogan.
Okay, well, you know nobody said we were Joe Rogan.
Like, I would like 100 million hits.
Okay, good.
Anyway, but I just love when people come up and appreciate it and say, we just love, you know, and I love how you always take the mickey or you sing a song and stuff like that. I just love that.
They always tell us not to give up our day jobs with the song. No, that's right. For sure.
Super trooper, wibble daddy oopers, shining like this. Bum, 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 bum.
Always having fun, feeling like you're number one.
See that?
100 episodes of Dorothy and the Dealer. Okay, don't give up your day job, Mitchie.
I'm out. If you found this information inspiring, make sure you subscribe and tune in to the next Dorothy and the Dealer podcast.